Gemara in the Rezar Daf Gimel Medeis. Gemara in the middle talking about the sugya of the Lasi Lavo, the diyun for Kodesh Baruch Hu between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam. And B'tochei Inyanim, the Gemara discusses Schok of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara brings up a memory. Amar Rav Yiram Rav Shemesh Reshoz Ava Yom. The day is made up of 12 souls, manias, obviously. Sholosh Rishon Zekosh Baruch Yoshev Osek B'Torah. First three Kodesh Baruch Hu sits in his Osek B'Torah. Shnias Yoshev Adonis Kol Olam Kulo. The second 3 hours of the day Kodesh Baruch Hu sits in Din. Kevin Sharosh in his Chayev Olam Kloya. When he sees that the world is not Zoche, that the world is not worthy of being able to continue. Omed Mikisa Yidim Yoshev Kisa Rachamim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets up from the Kisei Din and sits down on the Kisei Rachamim. Then the Shlishios Yoshev Zonos Kol Olam Kula Mikan Yireb Mad Beit Zekinim. Kodesh Baruch Hu sits and takes care of the provisions for the whole world, everything from the biggest animals to the smallest creatures in the world, make sure that that the food chain is taken care of. And Revius Yoshev Mesachek and Livyasan. In the 4th hours he is sitting laughing with the Livyasan, whatever that means. Not for our shiur today. So, what we have basically is in the first half of the day, we have hours that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yoshev and he is Osek B'Torah, and times that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yoshev B'Din. Zokt Rashi, Yoshev B'Din. What does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu is sitting and judging? Kerev Yosi, Dar Mesechas Rosh Hashanah, Adam Nidon B'Chol Yom, Tefsi Tvar Yom B'Yom. Says Rashi that the sugya of the Gemara here is going according to the Mandamar, who says that a person is judged every day. He's referring to Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. For the Gemara, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that Barba Prakim Olam Nida, the world is judged 4 different times, and the Gemara immediately continues a short time after the Mishnah goes into saying, who is the time of our Mishnah? Who is the Mishnah going like? Says there's a Brisa with 4 different Tanoim, and the Mishnah doesn't seem to fit with either of them. Who are the 4 Tanoim? You have Rav Meir, who says that everything is judged in Rosh Hashanah. Av Mishnah says Arba Prakim Olam Nidan. You have Rav Yehuda, who says that the Gzar Din is also in these Arba Prakim, which isn't fit for Adam with us in our Mishnah, where we talk about Yom Kippur. You have the opinion of Rav Yossi, who says Adam Nidan B'chol Yom. And you have the opinion of Rav Nosson, who says that Adam Nidan B'chol Shah. So these 4 Tanoim, finally the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Mishnah is going like Tanav Rabbi Shmuel Seder. That's the sugya in Rosh Hashanah. Rashi tells us over here, since the Gemara over here says to us that you're judging a person every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in judgment on the world every single day, and that's what he's doing with 3 hours of his day, a quarter of his day is Yoshev B'Din. So Rashi, that doesn't seem to go like the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah is Oktach, that's only Rosh Hashanah. Must be that this goes like Yeshita of Rav Yossi, who says that Adam Nidan B'chol Yom. Okay. So that's what Rashi explains our Gemara over here. The Gemara of Eiter on the Aftaudim Abayz in Avodah Zarah, going back to Avodah Zarah, the Aftaudim Abayz, where the Gemara is talking about the fact that what the knowledge of what it says in Bilam was Yodea Das Elyon. It says it means that Bilam knew when a Kodesh Baruch was Koes Kol Yom. Because Kodesh Baruch was Koes Kol Yom. So at the Gemara over here, that Amos Rasa, when is the Kas of a Kodesh Baruch? So Abaya says, B'tlas Shoy Kamaisa Ki Chivra Karbalasa Tanagota. So Abaya says it's a time that you can see in nature, when the crown of the Tanagolas turns white. What it says, it's always white. No, it's got certain red streaks. Good, when it's completely white. Then it brings the story of Rav Shua ben Levi, that he comes to the conclusion that it's not right to try to be ma'anish Rishoyim, to be Mishnah Mechavin the Shah, that a Kodesh Baruch was Koes. And then the Gemara says, we learned in the name of Reb Meir that this time that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Koes is B'Shoa Sham Lachim Manichim Kisreim B'Rashayim. This is at the time that the kings put their crowns on their head, umishtachvim lachama, they bow down to the sun, miyad koes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koes. What is that exactly? Tosfos says that that is exactly the time that Abaye was talking about. Tosfos diber maska betlash shoy kamaisa. He says we're talking about the shoy shlishit, and like the Gemara says in Brachos, and that's the pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara is putting together. Abaye and Rav Meir. Abaye and Rav Meir talking about the same time. Abaye is telling me a time where you can tell what this time is in nature. And Rav Meir says what the cause of this shah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koes is. Zot Rav Meir, that this is because of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeing that the Malachim are bound down. Why are the Malachim bound down? Zot Tosfos, because there's the Gemara and Brachos that Melech has come b'shah shlishis. So when he gets out of bed, he gets up. Why are you getting up? Because the sun's shining hard and fierce on his face. That's why he's waking up. He wakes up. He blasphemes Kaviyacho, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and by his blaspheming that causes a kas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the zman that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is kois. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, lo litzli inish tlusid musa b'tlas ashay kamaisid yom av yom akamid rashat b'yachim. So Rav Yosef, a person should not daven musa in the first 3 hours of the day on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Dilma came to Mafgid Dina, since at the time the Yidavni Musav is going to be his mana that the Din will be remembered. Dilma Ma'ayni Ba'ovdeh, maybe the in Shemayim they're going to be Ma'ayin in his deeds. V'dokvulei Mitchi, and it doesn't need a Zchuchit Magdelet, you don't need a magnifying glass for our Ma'isim, not to what measure up to what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And therefore, chas v'chalila, person can be pushed aside. And therefore, don't daven musaf on the first day of Rosh Hashanah in the first 3 hours of the day. Fret gemara yachid et tzibur nami. So then, what's the difference of yachid or tzibur? And fret the gemara, tzibur nefisha zechusa. When it comes to tzibur, they got a lot of zechusa. Therefore, the zechusa rabim, that helps that the tefillah should be miskando. Tosfos points out, this doesn't, they're talking about biyachir over here, not talking about a minyan. I mean, a zikr, a different thing. So Tosfos here that the zechus harabim is at least that you shouldn't be nidcha. You don't have a zechus harabim that your tefillah should be miskabel. The Gemara Bracha says that tefillah is miskabel, but only b'minyan, only be the tzibur. That zechus you don't have, but at least that you shouldn't have the nidcha, that amount of a zechus harabim, so Tosfos you've got. So the Gemara, if that's the case, good. So I understand that Yochid Rosh Hashanah for Musaf. Yochid Yochid Itzah for Namila. What's the difference, Musaf and Shacharis? We also have to be Nerva Shacharis. Why not? And for the Gemara, Kemdika Tzibura de Kamatzlu, Lo Kamatri. That since Shacharis, this is a Zaman Shacharis. Everybody in the whole world is Davin Shacharis like this. We'll see soon Rashi. He says that the Pshat is that a chakras can only be davened early. Yotzer, Kriyashma has to be davened in the first 3 hours of the day. And therefore, so everybody in the world is davening chakras at this time. So this man, the tzibur, is going to daven. Mashenke, when it comes to Musaf, you have extra time, you have kol hayom. So enochinami, there are people who daven in the morning. But you don't have the schus of the kol tzibur to give you the kayach that will be, that protects. Okay. So the Gemara says that therefore kevendika tzibura to come matzu lo come matzi. Okay, fine. Fred the Gemara, but I have a problem. The Amrit the Gemara we just learned in Daf Gimel Amid Beis that Sholosh Hashanah Zekosh Baruch Yoshik Vosik Petora. You are saying that the first 3 hours are as mandin. Why the first 3 hours is a mandin? Back in the Gemara and Daf Gilma Midbeis, we said that the first 3 hours is a man Torah. It's not as a mandin. So if that's a case where it doesn't match up, you're saying it's a mandin, they're saying it's a man Torah. First answer to the Gemara is Epoch. That Taki have to turn it around. That the Gemara before, the first 3 hours are din. Second 3 hours are Torah. And it doesn't mean that we be Epoch. Our Gemara here doesn't mean that. It's for sure not, the part doesn't fit in Pashuk Shad, and Tosfos Beferish Daf Yom HaMadei says it means that we change to say the first 3 hours of the day are the din. That's the first answer. Second part of the Gemara, Vibay Seyma Lolam Leutepuch, that you shouldn't turn it around, and that Torah, if see Bei Emes, if see Emes Kenevah Timkar, and Egosh Baruch Hu, if you Mishur Sadin, that by Torah, Torah is Kulo Emes. Torah is Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when there's a Zman of Torah, you've got to know the Emes. There's no Rachmanas. Right there, it's Vayed Besufa, but the Zman Torah, it's Macham Tesha Torah. No Emes is accepted. So, Seder, since no emes is accepted, no sheker is accepted, not that it's not totally emes is accepted, so in Mela, the first 3 hours, there's no chance for rachamim. But, din deloksi be'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oslef Nimishur Sadin. So therefore, Taka, don't turn it around, and we're talking, we're makbin in Rosh Hashanah, on the first 3 hours, which were Zman Torah. That's the second text. Aber, Sadok, Agroisakash, Lechorah, according to Rashi, who explains that the Gemara on Daf Gimel Mabez is according to the Shita of Rav Yosef, which means that the Gemara on Daf Gimel Mabez, it says that there's a din kol yom, is only according to Rav Yosef, who says Adam Nidon b'chol yom. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that the Mishnah that says that there's a special din in Rosh Hashanah is Nishra Rav Yosef. The Gemara says that mission does not go like Rav Yosi. What are we talking about? Rav Yosi is talking over here, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin, according to the Tanaim, who say that there's a din miyuchad in Rosh Hashanah. Iver Azoy, that's not Rav Yosi. Also, if the Rashi and Dav Kimam Beis, what's the Kasha? What's the Gemara want? The Stira doesn't make any sense. What's good? That's Kasha number one. Nira Yecholiot, because of this Stira. Well, let's make it first, stronger first. This Gemara we saw from Tosfos is Mistamech on the words of Reb Meir. So it's even a starker Akasha, because one of the Altanoim in the Mishnah, in the Brisa, and Daf Tezayin and Rosh Hashanah, who argues with Rav Yosi is Rav Meir. As though it's Rav Meir, there it's Rav Yosi, so they have nothing to do with each other. It's even a starker Akasha. It's two different Tanoim. What are we talking about? Kenzain, that maybe because of this Stira, it would explain Shita Sarambam. The Rambam doesn't bring this member of Rav Yosef. It's the Shaman completely. Doesn't bring it. Kenzai, that the Rambam says, it's a shtickle shver in the Gemara is bringing two members of two different Tanoi. And there are different Gemaras where you see in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says that, for example, Daf Chav Zayin, Kiman Matzlina Neidna, Zeh Yam Tchilas Masecha, the Gemara says, Rav Elezer, Tolu in the Machlokis, Rav Elezer, and Rav Yeshua, the Nisa Nivralim, the Tisha Nivralim. The Gemara says, if we daven, we daven like this mandama. So you see that there are different tefillas, the Gemara is saying, that don't fit for a certain tanoim, that do fit for daven another tanoim. So as I, the Rambam's could be, he says, maybe the Gemara, it's a stira, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah didn't want to say that, but since we have other Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah that say that you can't ask from one time or the other time, and taka the tefillas are different, and the halachas would be different, since we don't paskin like Reb Meir, we paskin like Tan of Reb Yishmael, right? And we don't paskin. We don't paskin like Rav Yosi anyway. So it doesn't have a din of every. It doesn't have a din of the Shlach Shalit Kamaiser. The Brises don't fit. So the Rambam. So it's not Lalacha because it's a Stira, and we're not Meshubit to it because we paskin like the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. We're not Meshubit to Gemara Daf Gimel Mabez in Avodah Zarah. Right? And male, the Rambam is Meshamet the whole din. It'll be Meyashiv. Because of this, the reason the Rambam is Meshamet. But the other poskim, the Tor, and the Shulchan Aruch we'll see soon, are not Meshamet. Before I go into the Tor, into the Shulchan Aruch, to try to be Meyashiv this Sugya, let's see Rashi. Rashi is even more Meshamet. Rashi explains over here. It's up there that he explains the idea that I mentioned about chakras, mechama, kamas, tzibura, matzli, Shachris b'chol makamos. Tefilas misaf and hoes mana kol hayom. V'yisicha shachris etzaran. Yeshem espalinos v'boki v'yeshem achron. Sicha here means, like the Gemara says in Bracha, saying sicha the tefila. It's a tefila for shachris and tzaran, so you have the whole day. Okay. So, skipping a few Rashis, Rashi says that he brings the idea of din loksi bei emes, and that davar maschil. Rashi interestingly asks Akasha, I says mishpatei Hashem emes. He says that's mishpatei Torah, but mishpat that a person has to sit in judgment of somebody else, or the Yochai Kodesh Baruch Hu sits in judgment, there it doesn't say emes. Okay. Then Rashi adds musvei kol hashana hen shevach v'sipurei maisa. The musa for the whole year is a praise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and telling over what's done, the karbanos that are brought in the day. Have a musa of Rosh Hashanah, mitokshim espalei malchiyah zichronos shofros, mifgad dina tefillah. But musa of Rosh Hashanah, because you daven malchiyah zichronos shofros, therefore the din is remembered extra. Therefore, you have to be very careful not to be poresh min hatzibur. Very good. Verstehe. Musaf is a super dvarim general, but what makes the Musaf Rosh Hashanah unique is Malchus upon the shofars. If that's the case, then what did the Gemara ask from Shachris? How did Rashi learn the Hemshech of the Gemara? That the Gemara says, Tzafra Nami, Shachris also. In Shachris, they don't have Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Aye, what are you going to say? That in Shachris, it's not Sipur Dvaran Ba'alma. That's not true. Shachris and Musaf of Yontav are exactly the same, except that in Musaf, we had the Karbonis instead of the Yalav Yavo. But other than that, the Shachris and the Musaf, the Tfi, the Bracha of Shachris and Musaf, of every Yontav, is exactly the same. So what do you mean? So it's clear that according to Rashi, it's a mile, mile, Malchus, Chonos, and Shofros. What did he learn from the Gemara? We'll see later. Baruch Hashem, I found the Mother of Ram Taki asked the Kash. It's like a Tuchara Pella. We'll get back in Yitz Hashem to the Rashi later. The Rambam doesn't bring this Gemara. The Torah, the very end of Simon Tavkuf Tzadik Aleph, brings the memory of Rav Yosef, Yoshana, Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Litzli Inish Lusa de Musvid Reishata Bitlashoi Kamaisa Biyachid, Zimnan de Mifka Dina Aleyumat. So the Torah quotes this din of Rav Yosef La Laka, that you have to be careful that not to daven Biyachid, Musaf in the first 3 hours of the day. Bring the Beis Yosef. He brings the Rashi and the Sugya, right? The explanations of the Rashi. And then afterwards, he says, like this, he brings, Kosva Teisvis, that Tlashoi Kamaisa, Perush Bishlishis, brings the Teisvis here, that says that the, that I mentioned before, that says that the, when it says Tlashoi Kamaisa by Abaya, and by Reb Meir, that they were talking about the third hour of the day, because that's the Zman that the kings get up, that's when they wake up, and they worship Chasam Chlila Vajazara, and Mela brings a Zam Ba'olam. That's the way the Beis Yosef concludes his shtickle here on this piece of the Torah. Looked at the Beis Yosef and said, what's that? What's that? Ma'akesher! What's he bringing the din of the Zam of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to the din of Rabbi Yosef? The Gemara says the din of Rabbi Yosef has to do with the Gemara, with the, that the whole first 3 hours are Zman din. Let's bring the Tosafot. What does that have to do with the sugya of that halacha, this halacha? So my first thought maybe was that Ulai, the Beis Yosef, is trying to be Meramis to something. And the Beis Yosef is trying to tell us that he learns a different pshat in the Gemara. That the Beis Yosef is saying there's no din that you shouldn't daven Shachris the whole first 3 hours of the day. No din kaze. What is your din? Don't daven musaf at the third hour, at the zman, that there is the rogiz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when you're not supposed to daven. And that's the only din. But it's not a din in all the first 3 hours. And the Taket's Miyashev, the steer that we're talking about, because this din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, everybody is masking to, has nothing to do whether there's a din in the world or there's not a din in the world. And the Mela, Sar Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, is talking about Dafka, that third hour. And maybe that's what the Beis Yosef is being Meramis to. I found afterwards that Baruch Shekivanti, the Darki Moshe Aruch Beferush, says that that's the Kavanah of the Beis Yosef. Aye, the Gemara compares our Gemara to the Gemara earlier. So, of course, of the Gemara's Upnit Anders, the Gemara asks the Kasha from the Gemara and Daf Gimel Mid Beis, how does the Beis Yosef in the Yashiv that part of the Sugya? Davin does something, but the Beis Yosef learns like this. Not that the Gemara is saying from what I saw in Daf Gimel Mid Beis is the Hakasha on Rav Yosef who says don't daven in the 3 hours. That's not a kasha. That's Rav Yosef. This is going like Rav Meir. It's going like other Tanoim. It's not like Hakasha. But Mistam, what the Gemara means, the way the Beis Yosef is learning, is the opposite way. That it's a kasha from here back to the Gemara there. Meaning that the Gemara is saying, if I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitrages B'Kol Yom and that takes place in the first 3 hours, it's lo savir that the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry is kashur to the Zman Torah, not to the Zman Din. That's the Gemara's kasha. So that when we said earlier that the Zman Din only starts in the second 3 hours of the day, it doesn't fit. The Zman Din should have been in the first 3 hours when it's shayach to the Zman Roges. Of dos, and for the Gemara, the two terutzim, either epuch or that din is more chamor. But not that the Gemara is saying that the din here of Rav Yosef is taloi on the Gemara before. Ulai, that's a shtuk on mahalach of how the Beis Yosef understands, and that's dacha coming with this mahalach to frem for the kasha that we're asking. Aber, in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't know. Shulchan Aruch, the end, last Sif, Sifches, and Tavkuf Tzadik Aleph. So, he brings Lo Yispale Abiyachet Shulas Moshe Rosh Hashanah Ad Achar Gimel Shalos Hayom. The Loshen is very stark mashma that the Shulchan Aruch holds. We're talking about the whole first 3 hours. Beferish Ad Achar Gimel Shalos Hayom. It's a mitzvah. And the Taz Beferush, right? He says, he brings the Gemara in Daf Gimel, because Begimel shows Elo Kadosh Baruch Hu Dan Olamo, right? So the Taz is Beferush, Tzeichening Ein, he's bringing in the Gemara in Daf Gimel and Beis, and saying that the way the Machaber is learning, right, he's paskening the Gemara in Daf Dalet and Beis together with the Gemara in Daf Gimel and Beis. So, like when it comes to halacha, the Beis Yosef isn't mekabel his mahalach. Maybe he's just a mahalach of an efshar or an ulai, but lemaisa he doesn't pass in that mahalach. So I found, as I look in the Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Hashem, Magen Avraham, Mamish goes through the kashas that we've been asking. Mamish, Baruch Hashem, Mechavin, Chad Achad. And he brings down that his question is it dafka in the third hour or is it the first 3 hours, right? And he doesn't deal with the question of Rav Yossi against Rav Meir, but he deals what is the meaning of the Gimel Shos, and he comes to the conclusion also that it should be the full 3 hours. Before he says that, the Magen Avraham says that if it means Dafka, the third hour, so he says you could daven early. So you could daven Musaf earlier. You just have to make sure not to daven Musaf at the third hour. But if you daven Musaf early, you don't have a problem with the Magen Avraham. But so if the Magen Avraham is Doche, he says because Tosis and Brachas, Dafka, Vav, and Aleph, mentions this Gemara in Avodah Zarah as a raya that during the rest of the year you can daven Musaf early. It says it's clear that the Tosis there in Brachas held, right at the beginning of the fourth parak, that Tosis held that the din of the Gemara means the full 3 hours, right? And it doesn't mean dafka the third hour. Therefore, the Magen Avraham comes to the conclusion that that's dafka the halacha, the full 3 hours. I found, very beautifully, that the Tosis, Rav Ochanan, Afanark, here in Avodah Zarah, Taka learns that the din of Rav Yosef is dafka the third hour. Like the Beis Yosef, and like the Magen Avraham brings up the possibility. Frek the Tosis Rav Ochanan, so why not daven Musaf earlier? And for the Tosis Rav Ochanan, he says that since we see that there comes as manzam, even if you davened earlier, once you pass this manzam, it could be a kitru. So Mamela, it's not good to daven even earlier because of the kitru that comes later. Right? So Mamela, according to him, he explains why it's taka the whole 3 hours, even though he still learns that the pshat is only on the third hour. Then the Maisa, the Magen Avraham, also he brings the halacha, like I said, and he says that since we're makbid in the first 3 hours from Musaf, he adds we shouldn't do tekiya shofar during the first 3 hours. Why? Because since the whole vart of Musaf is because nifka dina, zoktera v'razois, you have the same idea when it comes to the din of tekiya shofar, because tekiya shofar, the Gemara zok, right? And daf chavav, and the Gemara says there that kilufnai lifnim, it's maskir, it's the zikaron kasi, right? It comes if there's a koron for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also nifka dina. So it says you shouldn't do tekiya shofar for the first 3 hours of the day either. So it's like the Magen Avraham. So the Tosefes, Shteinish in the Gemara, Shteinish in any other posting that I've seen, but the Magen Avraham, oh, it's Svara, it's the same way. He also talks about Rashi, but we'll come to Rashi soon. First, let's deal with the sugi itself. So the Maisa, it comes out that we have a halacha, paskin, that the Gemara and Daf Dalet and Mabez in Avodah Zarah. But the kasha that we ask by Tushrei, the Eich Yitochem, that the Gemara here is going according to Rav Meir, there it's going according to Rav Yossi, and there's no kasha between them. They're no, so what's the Gemara? And how we come to a psak halacha by mixing different mandamrim? So to answer this, there's a Tur Yevin in Rosh Hashanah. And after Zion, on the Brisa that brings up all the different Tanoim. Frek to Tur Yevin, I don't understand Rav Yossi and Rav Nasi. Rav Yossi says, Adam Nidim, Chayyot. Rav Nosson says that they're going tifkaneno, that the person is nidon kol shah all the time, the person is being judged. And the pashtus of the Gemara is mashma that according to them, there's nothing special about Rosh Hashanah. For the Tur Yevin, we give us open as awesome. There's a pasuk, tika b'chor shofar v'keselem chagenu, ki chok li yisrael v'mishpal lelu ha-yakob. Right? The pasuk that we had in Re'ei about that Tomid Ein Yashem Kechabami Reish Yishan about Akrish the Psukim and often the Gemaris and all the Oh Yisodas that there's a din in Rosh Hashanah. How can they didn't see, they didn't daven shtark in Rosh Hashanah? By them Rosh Hashanah was there's nothing special. The Psukim is open as a, how do you ignore such a thing? And the Tur Yevin blessed by God. The Aruch Lener brings the Tur Yevin. The Aruch Lener is of Teretz. He says that there are different types of dinner. He says we have to understand that there's a din klali and there's a din prati, which means there's a din overall. How is my year going to be? A person can have a din that will be marviyah during the year. He'll walk out at the end of his year with a profit of a lot of money. But in the middle of the year, he can go through such dark times where it looks like he's lost everything. And the stock market's gone down, and his business has gone down, and he's got nothing. He goes through such dark days that they're days of Gehenna, Gam Kiech Vegeitz HaMavis, until he finally comes out of it. Zot Aruch HaNer, that's a deep preaching. How I'm going to do day by day? That's a deep preaching. How the Meisa, everything will turn down? See the Gemara to this also from the Gemara and Daf Yitzayim Adayz and Rosh Hashanah. I want to go into the details. We're learning about Azar, not Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara is to the same type of a concept. Zok Derech HaNer, that's the Pshat. He says there's a Ran who says it. The Maisa found in the Chidushi Ran in Rosh Hashanah discusses and says Be'erach, this type of an idea. Zok Derech HaNer, Zichr Rav Yossi and Rav Nosson davened as hard in Rosh Hashanah as we all do. Zichr, by them, Rosh Hashanah was a Yom HaDin. It was a different type of a Yom HaDin. It was a Din Klali. The Din Klali of Rosh Hashanah, that's Zichr Ayim and Erev. When they say that there's a Din every day, they mean that there's a Din Prati every day. And Mistama, the Pshat is that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that the Mishnah can't be Rav Yosef. It means that according to them, it should have also said that there's a din every day. Can't just leave it with the Arba. The Tanoim, Rav Meir, and Rav Yehuda, who don't say they hold there's no din every day. There's not going to be din prati every day. Everything takes place in Rosh Hashanah. That's the machlokas. But the Be'etzim, there's a din of Rosh Hashanah, which is Oyin Menorah. That even according to, that's even with the Rav Yossi and Rav Nos. If we say that, then it's Atzmi Yusha. Because the Gemara and Daf Gimel Beis is in Hanami, Dafka the Shitas Rav Yosef. Because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yosef Adan Kol Yom V'Yom is not Rav Meir. And it's not Rav Yehuda. Because they hold there's no such thing. That the Din Klali and Prati is on Rosh Hashanah. Zukrashi, that's Rav Yosef. But the Gemara and Daf Dalet Amid Beis, there's no Raya that's not Rav Yosef and Rav Nosson. Because that's talking about the Din Klali. The Din Klali, that you have to be more careful about. That's the way with Miyasha, the two Gemaras. Now, be Miyasha, the Skiras. And then we could understand that we paskin la halacha, we take in the dare from Daf Gimel Beis to part of the Dea on Daf Dalet Beis. Chav Gefonim, Baruch Hashem, the Tosis read in his Madura Tinyana, here in Avodah Zarah, also says such a thing. He also says, discusses this. I remember it's Gimel and Beis, Baal and Beis, but he also discusses and he says this same idea of a Din Klali and a Din Prati, putting it all together according to all the Amorim, the Tanoim. That would be Miyashir, the Sugya, according to all the Pesukim. But Rashi is a problem. We're in Gefrekt. But in Rashi, he says that the problem of Yemusif and Rosh Hashanah is because of Machias, Echornis, and Shofres. Habmir Gefrekt, Echornis, is a problem of Machias, Echornis, and Shofres. So why does the Gemara say, Bitzafra Nami, what Shaykh Zafra Nami? The Magen Avraham Frekt. The Magen Avraham has a possibility of saying that Rashi means that Rashi learns the Gemara Tzafra Nami is talking about chakras every day where you have nakoshes. But this is Zeir Shver. That's Zeir Shver to put into the pshat of the Gemara. He doesn't blind with it. He brings it up as a possibility, but he's bothered. He's bothered. What's Rashi talking about? How do you learn the Gemara the Fi Rashi? Kindumali, that we have to understand an Amkis in Rashi. And this is Kashur to another Machlokas, Yisodid, that we have in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara at the very end of the Masechet brings a Machlokas, the Mishnah brings a Machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim, if the Shalich Tzibur can be motius a rabbin the day chavasa. And the very last Gemara discusses the question, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Rabbanan, that every person has to daven his own tefillah? Do we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi? How do we paskin? So at the Gemara, there's also a mix and match. We can paskin like Rabbi Gamliel and Rosh Hashanah, and like the Rabbanan, call him Rosh Hashanah. Fred the Gemara, why? Why should there be such a difference? So the Gemara, Maishnahani, what's the difference if he's that's Ramat Hamad Aleph, last daf in Rosh Hashanah? Ilema Mishum Dinafishi Kroi, if it's because you have a lot of psukim. The Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav Kevash Amar Vesarascha Kasu Lemar Shuvenu Tzarech. You don't have to mention Sukkim. As soon as you said Vesarascha Kasu Lemar, that's it. The Yotze. It's not the Gemara, so therefore they're not allowed to Sukkim. Ela Mishum Ta'avshi Brachos. Because you got a lot of brachos. You know, during the whole year, Musash, Manasra, the seven brachas. Here you've got nine brachas. A lot of brachas. Confusing. Because it's Andersh. Therefore, Sibylla Bazundra Din, that on Rosh Hashanah, you can be Motzi for the Tefillah, but Machdis, Achronis, and Shofres from Hom Musaf, because there's so many Hashi brachas. Good Rashi. What's the shot when the Gemara said you can, once you say the Saraska Kasuf Lema, so Rashi that we have the sukkim of Karbanos, so rather than mentioning all the Karbanos, all you have to say is Nasef Anecha Karbanos Kavaseinu, right? Kamosha the Saraska Kasuf Lemar, Kamosha Kasuf the Saraska, that's it. You don't have to be Marich and do all the brachos. Zikrashi, but there are some rabbeim of mine who wanted to say it's talking about the brachos of the Malchus Sechonis and the psukim of Malchus Sechonis and Shofres. Zikrashi came to mind. Because after all, we have a Mishnah. We have Machlokis Tanoim back on Daf Lamed Beis between Rav Yochanan and the Rabbanan. Three psukim. 10 psukim. Did you have it? 7 psukim according to the Rabban. But nobody says you can get away without any psukim. Rabbi Rezal is a brashi. That's wrong. We're not talking about the psukim of Machas Chas Shofras. We're talking about the psukim of Musaf. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis brings Rabbeinu Tam. When do we have the machlokes in the Mishnah? Is between Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri and the Rabbanan. That's if you start saying psukim, how many psukim you got to say? Hoppers kenzain, you don't have to say any psukim. Look, Taisus kenzain, that if you don't start off with any psukim, just like the Tzoscha Kasev Lemar, then you're fine. And therefore, you can be going even on the psukim of Machiyah, Zecharis, and Shafras. Dark Megevin Atracht. Let's stop and think. What's this machlok? What are they arguing about? What's this machlokas? Rashi is misarev bekol tzura bekol ofen to say that it's talking about the psukim machas for Nesu Shofres. Tosfos says, no, even the psukim machas for Nesu Shofres. Kimdum Ali, that the machlokas is the machlokas yisadi, how we look at the tefillas of machas for Nesu Shofres. How we look at the psukim of machas for Nesu Shofres. Be tremendous nafmina la'alocha. Amish nafmina of halocha la'maisa in the way we daven Hashemun Esra. Rabbeinu Tam says, the psukim are askara. Just like you have in Musaf, you have askara of the Musaf. So in the Malchus Akonis and Shofres, Imru Lefana, it's askara of psukim gomarnu, just like the Musafin. There's no difference. Rashi. The fact that we see that their Tanoim will argue on the number of psukim, the Kpeda shows me that this is not just a Haskara. it shows me that the psukim are part of the tefillah. And nobody says you can skip part of the tefillah. As kum to a tefillah, you got to do b'shleimus. Kum to a skora, kum to a sipur dvarim. So I tell you in short, I tell you in long, Seder, I've said it, vim and keton, like we did it. That's, right? Look at the sarasta kosher lame. Tefillah. Can't get away with a tefillah with not doing it properly. That's the machlokes lechora between Rashi and Tosfos. Hyper azoi. We can come back to the Rashi and the Zohar. In the diet of the Lashon of the Rashi, you can hear a kafara kafara from Rashi. Rashi says, Musfei kol ha'shona hen shevach v'sipurei maise. So Rashi, remember the Gemara of Ein Rosh Hashanah v'saros chakos v'leimar musif. You're just repeating. It's a sipur maise ba'alma. Musaf Rosh Hashanah, mitokshu mispalel malchiyah zichronos v'shofros. It's not azkara. If it be like Rabbi Natan, it would be azkara. It's a mishkan azkara. It's a tefillah. A tefillah is adrash. When you have a tefillah, that's a different story. Mifkad Dina Tfei. Iber Azoi. Ulai Rashi is coming to answer, to frame for the original kasha that we started out with. Rashi saying, how miyashed the two sugyas? What's the difference, Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year? That's Rav Yossi. This is Rav Meir. The Chor contra Rav Yossi. He doesn't hold his anything special in Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi, even according to Rav Yossi, there is something special that happens in Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't say that in Rosh Hashanah there's a din miyuchad. He says, mifkad dina. So Rashi, even according to Rav Yossi, the avoda of Rosh Hashanah is mazkir din. More than any other day. Heinachinami. It could be it's the exact same din. Kuntra of Yossi, the din that you have every day is the din you have in Rosh Hashanah. But when you're mifkadina, when you do something that's mazkir din, when there's a tefillah that's mazkir dinim, a tefillah of mazkir dinim, that's a tefillah that's dangerous. Like the Gemara says, there are certain things that a person can do that goes to their mazkir avonosov and brings a din. Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tzayin with Beis, things that you do that put you into danger. Be mifkad dina, remembering, mentioning something about the din. And when the day for that to be done is Rosh Hashanah, that even kuntra of Yossi, the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, or tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, that's what made Rosh Hashanah special. The mifkad dina. The melo and the Gemara asked from Tzafra Nami, it's because the Tzafra Nami is a tefillah, which is Maskir Yom Adin, like the Nusach of Atfila, the way we say, the Siyam Atfila in Rosh Hashanah, is the Melech, who's Yoshev and Mishpah, even though it's not more than any other day. But when Maskir Din, if you Maskir Din, that's special, it's Rashi, the Shaila was Musaf. I didn't even have a question about Shachar Zichur, the fact that we mentioned in the bracha that it's a Yom Adin, that in itself is Mifkadina. So the Gemara's kasha from Tzafra is an eisen the kasha, but Musa was a sipur dvarim bi'alma. What is it? A sipur dvarim bi'alma. So Rashi, no, not this Musa. This Musa has machias zecharim to show for us. Remember what we say in Rosh Hashanah. That's a meyuchad dikat fila. When you mispalel in that way, that's mifkadina. That brings a special day. Lerner. From this we learn. Even in Shacharis, when we daven Rosh Hashanah, when we mention the Indian of Din, it's a zman to be nirad v'nifchad because it's mifkad din. And we say the psukim amakras akorns and shofras lo kemoshe noach ba'olam up gedaven. Nay, each and every pasuk is a tefillah that we have to be mechaven Dira and Divcha, because that tefillah is significant to her. She needs care that her tefillah should be roi. It should be the Nifka Dina.